This is WUWM. I'm race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell.
Protests against social injustice and violence by police have been ongoing in Wauwatosa since the summer. They've centered around suspended police officer Joseph Mensa, who has shot and killed three people of color in the line of duty. The cries of the community grew louder last week after the district attorney chose not to charge Mensa in the most recent death of 17-year-old Alvin Cole in February. Some protesters have criticized police and Wauwatosa officials for calling in the National Guard in advance of demonstrations. I spoke with Mayor Dennis McBride about the protests and the city's response.
It's been a tumultuous time in Tulsa before this decision, just with people being vocal about racism they've experienced, their interactions with cops. And while protests have been ongoing since the summer, the DA's decision is more fuel for the cause now. What do you think you can do to bring peace to a fractured community right now, especially in light of the arrests of members of Alvin Cole's family?
Well, I've been calling for peace from the beginning, so this all pains me greatly. As mayor, I've only been mayor for 5.5 months. I issued a statement in June in which I called my racial justice and equity statement, and I apologized for the history of racism in my hometown. I had hoped that even though it was disappointing to the Cole family that the district attorney didn't make the findings that they wanted, at the same time, Attorney Stephen Biskupic made a recommendation to the Police and Fire Commission in Wauwatosa to fire Officer Mensa, and I'm not going to take a position on that because that's up to the Police and Fire Commission. However, I was hoping that that would cause the Cole family and the protesters on their side to realize that there is still a legal process available to them for redress of their grievances, and that would keep them from engaging in unpeaceful protests. I want to make it clear, many of the protesters were peaceful, but many of them have not been peaceful. We saw smashed windows and looting and rocks and bricks and water bottles being thrown the other night. There were confrontations that were unnecessary. People were violating the curfew. The curfew is in place to protect the safety and well-being of people.
I know you're saying that you want people to know, especially in the Wauwatosa community, that there are other legal avenues to take. But, I mean, can you acknowledge why the Tulsa community, especially non-white individuals, don't trust that legal system?
Well, of course, I understand that. But what is the alternative? We have a democracy. It's not perfect. It's never been perfect. So it's frustrating. The path is long. I've been a lawyer for 40 years. I've brought a lot of lawsuits on behalf of people of color and others who were discriminated against. Many times I got the result I wanted, and sometimes I didn't, and I thought the legal system could be at times unjust. But I'm not willing to throw out democracy and go to anarchy. We really have to work through the system we have and make the system better. That's my belief.
And so let's talk more just about the protests. The word you just used was anarchy, right? And I think no one would dispute that we see some of the wild things that happen as these protests go throughout the day. But when it comes to police presence, I know you requested some assistance ahead of the decision, but I'm wondering why make the choice to bring in more police? If the issue that people, again, especially non-white people, have is with not being respected or heard or treated equally by the police, why bring in more? I feel like that would just further intensify an already hot situation.
I have a one-word response, and that's Kenosha. I could add to that by saying Louisville and Portland and Seattle and other cities, too. There are many people who are unhappy with what's happened the last couple of nights on the protest side. But what we have achieved so far is people haven't gotten hurt, at least not seriously hurt. We haven't had any deaths. It's not intended to disrespect people. It's not intended to suppress protests. It's intended to make sure that Wauwatosa doesn't turn into another Kenosha, pure and simple. We had credible threats ahead of time, by the way, over the last several weeks from protesters who were threatening to burn down Mayfair Mall and to burn down Wauwatosa, quote unquote. Let's go burn down Tulsa. Let's burn down the mall. These are not just idle threats. We were taking them seriously based on who they were coming from. So this was not, oh, let's just bring in a bunch of National Guardsmen because we're worried. This is because we're responding to actual intelligence about what might happen if people carried out their plans and their wishes.